In spite of it being the second most common and deadliest cancer that afflicts women, cervical cancer has not been given the needed attention. It is estimated that out of 3,038 women diagnosed in Ghana with cervical cancer yearly, 2,006 die from the disease. Radio Ghana's Victoria Haji finds out from a consultant obstetrician gynecologist, the head and head of clinical services of the Reach Hospital, Dr. Emmanuel Sropenyo, the reasons for the increase in cancer cases.
Cervical cancer is an uncommon type of cancer that develops in a woman's cervix or entrance to the womb. It starts when cells on the surface of the cervix undergo abnormal changes and begin to grow out of proportion, forming a mass in the cervix. The cervix is the lower part of the womb, which links the womb to the vagina. Cervical cancer is in two stages, the early and advanced. In the early stage, the abnormal cells are still confined to the cervix, and in the advanced stage, they spread beyond the cervix and may envelop the vagina, uterus, bladder, rectum, lungs, and brain. About 95% of early cervical cancer cases are curable, but the advanced is not, and eventually leads to death. Scientists have confirmed that a type of sexually transmitted infection called human papilloma virus is responsible for causing cervical cancer. So what stands the risk of getting the disease? Dr. Emmanuel Champagne, who is a consultant, obstetrician, gynecologist, and the head of clinical service at Reach Hospital, tells Radio Ghana that every woman who is sexually active can get the disease and identify some factors that may increase the risk of having cervical cancer.
Early onset of sexual intercourse. So if a girl who is very young, let's say age 11, 12, 13, begins to have sexual intercourse, that girl is at risk of later in life developing cancer of the cervix. The second risk factor is multiple sexual partners, having multiple sexual partners. And so if you have multiple sexual intercourse, multiple sexual partners, your risk of developing cancer of the cervix is higher. Another risk factor is if your sexual partner has multiple sexual partners. So if you have only one sexual partner, but you do have multiple sexual partners, then it's like you yourself, you have multiple sexual partners. That is the implication, that whatever it is which you get exposed to when you have multiple sexual partners, you will be exposed to if your sexual partner has multiple sexual partners. Then we also do have immunosuppressive state. If you have a disease condition that chronically suppresses your immunity, conditions like HIV infection and other immunosuppressive conditions, then you are prone to developing cancer of the cervix. And then individuals of the low socioeconomic status, like poor women with poor perineal hygiene, that is, those who don't take good hygienic care of their private parts.
Why is incidence of the disease increasing? Dr. Strompagnon attributed this to lack of education on the disease.
We can't say it is reducing. The cancer is still there. It's still in Ghana and many developing countries. It's the number one cancer death in women and commoner than cancer of the breast. I think that still there is not enough communication on this disease condition. So people still don't know what to do to prevent the disease. And even people who know, because the disease affects the private part of a woman, people are not willing to come for the screening because they feel that they have to expose themselves and expose their vagina.
How can one get to know one has cervical cancer? The gynecologist said there are no symptoms to suggest one may be having early cervical cancer. He said symptoms appear when the cancer is well advanced beyond the cervix.
You'll be bleeding, even having sex is a problem because this disease is in the mouth of the womb where during sexual intercourse, the woman starts bleeding. So they don't even have any good sexual life because as you want to have sex, you start bleeding. Foul smelling vaginal discharge.
Is the public aware of the disease?
I don't know anything about it.
It's a cancer that affects the private part of the woman. And it affects young ladies who are sexually active.
when you get the chance to visit the hospital for training, will you go?
Yes, because it's good to know your status.
I've heard about cervical cancer and know that it could be caused by maybe indulging early sex, inserting chemicals or some other things, and also when your partner is not faithful. And I also know that some of the symptoms are pains during sex, blood discharge after sex.
Don't you feel shy going to the hospital for the screening?
I don't feel shy at all. As a woman, when you are pregnant and you are in labor, you see male doctors who see your private part, so I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't know anything about cervical cancer.
Even though every woman stands the risk of getting the disease, Dr. Chouapanyo believes there are some lifestyle changes that one can adopt to reduce the risk of getting infected.
When it comes to cancer of the cervix, is that the same principles that we advocate for prevention of HIV and hepatitis? It's the same principle. That's the A, B, C principle. The A meaning abstain from sex as late as it is possible. Ladies should avoid early cause sex obsession. The B means that if you do start having sexual intercourse, then be faithful to your sexual partner. Ladies, you avoid multiple sexual partners. They must be faithful to their sexual partners. Their sexual partners themselves must also be advised that they have multiple, but they put their lady at risk of developing cancer in the cervix. And then the C means that use condom. The condom can also protect against the transmission of the cervical cancer virus.
The consultant, Dr. Chouapanyo, expressed the need for government and stakeholders in the health sector to focus more on public education on the disease.
We need to create awareness. Secondly, we need to make the person more available, even know that such a person exists. We are talking about HIV. HIV has no vaccine. Here is the case, we have another virus which have a vaccine, but we are not popularizing the vaccine. There are people who have the resources who will be willing to acquire the vaccine for their children, but they don't necessarily know that this vaccine is available that they can use to prevent cancer of the cervix. We need to promote the screening so that we can detect the early stages of the cure.
Cervical cancer is really claiming the lives of innocent Ghanaian women. More investment must be made into awareness creation on the disease. Women must also not be shy to visit the hospital for screening and vaccination, since early detection is better than treatment.
Victoria Hajifald, that report.